Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 30th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Pressure increases on believers in Belarus. Christian Satellite TV is reaching teens in the Middle East. And scripture and audio is coming in more languages in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. President George W. Bush says Belarus is the last dictatorship in Europe. That's prompted a negative response from the government, new religious registration requirements, and more, says Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba. He says the comments add to the already growing pressure on Christians there.
Especially evangelical community that has ties with Western evangelical organizations and churches, it looks like it's a threat to the current government in Belarus. They cannot do any evangelistic events. They can do any humanitarian events because it would promote their ministries.
Rakuba says though the persecution's increasing, Christians are telling him,
we feel more committed to God, more to ministry, and under pressure, you know, we do a better job. But at the same time, they say it limits them, you know, for more public outreaches.
Russian Ministries is still raising $75,000 to build a center to train a new generation in evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Meanwhile, in light of recent terrorist threats, Americans have been discouraged from traveling to Indonesia, even to help with tsunami relief. Those given more leeway are humanitarian groups registered with the Indonesian government. Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of those groups, MAF's David Wunsch.
I've read a couple letters, one from the Minister of Welfare in Jakarta, who our folks have actually personally talked to. And this man is very clear that he wants a number of groups to stay around because he knows the value of what they're doing for the government there and for the people.
The valuable MAF flights continue, and while danger is present, so are opportunities to share the love of Christ.
The work that we've been doing, it might be a little bit lower profile from what some of the larger groups have been doing, but yeah, we haven't run into any problems at all. And at the ground level, there's a lot of appreciation for what we're doing.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In the Middle East and North Africa, 60% of the Arab world is under the age of 24. Sat7's Debbie Brink says they were reaching out to the children, but knew that they would eventually grow up. That's why they developed two new programs, one for preteens and one for teens.
This new teens program, Sat7 Teens, is becoming very popular. It's done with four teenage hosts on the program who receive questions. It's interactive with the audience, and these questions are coming through letters and emails and from the website.
Many of the questions deal with difficult situations. Brink says they're answered from a Christian worldview.
These kids are growing up in an area of the world where there's poverty and frustration and hopelessness, and if we don't capture them and their interests, other groups are going to do that, and they're trying to do that, and engaging them in activities that lead to violence, and we want to be proactive against that.
Next, a strategic partnership in the Central African country of Chad has Audio Scripture Ministries excited. Together with JARS, ASM is supplying equipment to record scripture in 11 languages, touching hundreds of thousands of lives. In addition, missionaries envision training nationals to run the cassette tape duplication and distribution. Pray for those who will hear and become part of this new project. Pray that many lives will be changed by the saving message of Jesus Christ. And finally, 116 new missionaries will be setting out across the globe soon. Recently, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board held their missionary appointment service in Texas. As the second largest group of new missionaries in IMB's history, the appointees are widely varied in age, experience, skills, and backgrounds. The diversity represents God's heart for the whole world. Pray for these missionaries as they take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Trans World Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.